Hello and welcome to the Vegan Body Revolution Show. I am your host, Thomas Tadlock from veganbodyrevolution.com, where we show you how to achieve your ultimate dream body on a 100% plant-based diet. Hey, it's been a while since I've put up a podcast out there. I was just telling my guest that I had on the other line right now, I was telling him about what happened. I was at the Vegan Health and Fitness Expo, having a great time, and I was manning the media booth over there for a couple hours, and I had left my headset, my favorite headset that I do all of my podcasts and my recordings on, and I went home without it, and for the past couple of days, I've been without a headset. Now, I know a lot of you are thinking, well, why don't you just go and buy a new one? I did buy a new one. In fact, I am on my third headset right now, and I'm still not happy with it. The headset that I had is this old piece of junk Logitech that I probably spent less than $40 on. I mean, even the ear pads are coming off. So when I wear it on my head, I've got like hard plastic grinding into my ears. But when I compare the sound quality from the microphone of that headset to any of these other ones that I've been using so far, it's like light years above it. And it just drives me nuts because I'm paying twice the price for all these brand new headsets and none of them have really worked out so far. Even the one I'm talking to you on right now, hopefully it sounds good to you, but I've got issues with this thing and I'm going to have to return this as well. You know, sometimes it's all about going old school, and I don't know, maybe sometimes we, in our attempts to make things newer, we end up making them worse. At least that's been the case with my headset experience. So anyway, that's why you haven't seen a podcast out for quite a while, but I'm back, baby, 100%. So listen, today we've got a very, very important episode for you. Those of you who are looking to build muscle on a vegan diet, you definitely want to pay attention to this show. Those of you who want to lose as much fat as possible and get an insanely diesel-jacked six-pack, this is the show for you. Because here's what happened. The guy that I'm about to introduce to you right now is just an absolutely remarkable man. And let me tell you how I met him. I was at the Vegan Health and Fitness Expo, and they had this photo shoot, this like photo shoot area. There's a giant white background. They had professional photographers taking pictures of the different vegan fitness celebrities that were there at the show. And, you know, shirts were coming off. Girls were in their workout gear showing off their stomachs. I mean, it was great. It was awesome. And I'm talking with my wife. We're standing right next to it because we're by the media booth. And all of a sudden, I see this guy kind of walk up. Now, I didn't think anything of him because he was covered from head to toe. He had this big old jacket on, big old t-shirt on, big baggy jeans. And the one thing I noticed about him is he had these huge, long dreads. And I thought, wow, that's kind of cool. Check him out. Keeping it real with the dreads. I love it. And all of a sudden, my wife looks up and she goes, "What the f-?" And I look at her. I said, "Whoa, chill, sweetie. This is a family show." And I didn't know what she was looking at because I had my back turned to the photo shoot. And I see her eyes popping out of her head. I mean, I had to pick them up off the ground and insert them back into her sockets. So I turn around after telling her to kind of chill with the language. I go, "What the f-?" And I look over there and then there's this guy, ripped beyond ripped, jacked beyond jacked. This guy's got more muscle on a vegan physique that I've ever seen. He's got more muscle than my meat-eating, competitive bodybuilding friends. And as soon as he was done, I had to come up to him. I said, "Hey, dude, you gotta tell me, you're vegan, right?" And he said, "Yep." I said, "How long have you been vegan for?" And he said, "Since 1998. I said, "Are you serious? Oh my God, you are the person I have been looking for. You have no idea." Here's what I mean by that, guys. You're going to go, like, I've gone to websites where I've seen athlete profiles of a lot of different vegan physique competitors and bodybuilders. And you will no doubt find amazing examples of guys that are very muscular, that have done a very good job of building their physique. But when it comes to building muscle and being lean at the same time, this man, I mean, and especially seeing him in real life, this man puts all of those guys and the girls too to shame. I'm saying shame. I mean, I thought without a doubt, okay, here's an example of a guy who abused too many steroids and ate way too much meat and animal products to get that physique. And he's been vegan longer than, I mean, shoot, he's been vegan so long. I think we're still using dial up back then to access the internet. In fact, I don't even think people knew what the internet was. He's been vegan for so long. Well, maybe it wasn't that long. 1998, yeah. Well, anyway, let me stop blabbing about who he is and let's bring him on. Guys, let me introduce to you Tori Washington, the vegan dread, all-natural pro bodybuilder, SNBF and IFPA pro. Tori, how you doing?
I have to say, that introduction, man, I am humbled by your words. I just thank you so much, Tom. I'm doing fantastic. It's a great day, and I'm so glad to be here. I really appreciate this opportunity to speak to you and your friends, and it's humbling to say the least. From hearing you talk about me, man, I'm honored. I'm truly honored. Thank you so much. I'm doing great. How about you guys? How are you doing, Tom?
I'm doing great, dude. You didn't know the story about my wife, right? I mean, she's holding the baby. She's holding my baby, my little six-week-old son, and then my 3-year-old. He's running around all over the place, and she drops the F-bomb right there on the spot, and my eyes popped out because I'm, you know, that's not normal for Brooke. That was rare form. That was the reaction you caused in my wife. And I had to turn around. You know, I scolded her a little bit for it, and then I turned around, and then I dropped the F-bomb. I couldn't help it. There you are with your shirt off, taking a picture. I'm going, are you freaking kidding me? This can't be real. Yet at the same time, I'm going, I can't believe this is real. This is so good. This could mean so much to the vegan fitness community. You have no idea. So I had to introduce myself to you. I had to get you on this show as quickly as possible because man, we got to show people how this is done, my friend. And you are just an amazing living example of all of this. So anyway, let's talk about you. First of all, let me verify the information that I just listed out. So you've been vegan since 1998. Am I right about that?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So, okay.
And I was raised a vegetarian. So.
Oh, you were raised a vegetarian. Oh my God. Wow. So you were raised a vegetarian. You went vegan in 1998, and you've been a competitive bodybuilder on the natural circuit since 2009.
Yes.
All right. And we're now, guys. Hey, by the way, those of you who are tuning in to the show right now, Tori, right now, I really, for those of you who are not driving, if you're not driving, then please log on to your computer, and I want you to find some pictures of Tori here. Tori, and that's T-O-R-R-Y, right?
T-O-R-R-E.
Oh, it's T-O-R-R-E. No wonder I can't find you anywhere. Okay, because I've been misspelling your name. Okay, so if our fans right now listening want to look at a picture of you, because you've got to see how freaking buff this guy is, and he's all vegan. Where do they go to find your pictures?
The best way to go, because where I put a lot of information and pictures are on Facebook, and it's under The Vegan Dread, which is T-H-A, Vegan Dread, D-R-E-A-D.
All right. T-H-A, like the way you would spell the if you're super cool, like Tori. And Vegan Dread, D-R-E-A-D. Okay, yeah, because you know what? I'm looking at your stuff on – if I just did a little Google search for Tori Washington, and you know what? These pictures that are popping up right now, these are not very representative of what I just saw you look like, except there's a pretty super cool picture of you with a medal around you. It looks like you just won a contest or something. That's pretty awesome.
Right.
But, yeah, man, I'm looking at your website right now. I'm sorry. I'm looking at your Facebook page right now, facebook.com/THA. The Vegan Dread, V-E-G-A-N-D-R-E-A-D. Okay, guys, check it out. You'll see a picture of him right there. Bam! He's got this massive lat spread, and he's got these freaking shoulders, man, and his triceps. I mean, it's just unfreaking real. Gotta check this guy out. So anyway, so let's talk. So you have been vegan since 1998, and you've been vegetarian raised. That is freaking cool. So tell us a little bit about your bodybuilding career.
Well, you know, the interesting thing about that, Tom, is when I was in high school and middle school, I used to love watching Arnold Schwarzenegger. And Arnold Schwarzenegger being the Austrian hope to win eight Miss Olympias or seven Miss Olympias.
I don't remember.
But he's the guy that, you know, I studied his style and just read a lot about him and how he lifted weights. And I wanted to be that guy.
Obviously didn't study enough because you don't even know how many Olympias
he won. But in high school and middle school, once I got to high school, I started to run track and field. And then I got injured because I went out to play football. Because the coaches wanted me to play football. So I said, all right, let me play football. And got injured my knee. And so that took me out of track for a while. And so I still worked out a little bit. You know, when you're in high school, you work out a little bit. You go in the gym and you do what you think you need to do. And I said one day I wanted to compete. Lo and behold, I leave high school, go to college, no competition. Nothing ever happened. And so I just worked out like normal, help people in the gym and things of that nature because I enjoy doing that. So fast forward, graduate college, start working. A friend of mine is in Georgia. He says he's doing a show, and he says I should come out and visit. And
how old are you at this point?
Definitely. This is 2008.
And how old are you at this point?
This point I am, what am I? I forget. I'm 38 now. That was, how old was it? 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 4 years ago. So I was 34.
Wow. Okay.
34 years old. Went to his show. Saw all these fit people walking around, and this guy, my friend on stage, he gets on stage. He's doing his show. He's comparison, does his routine. And I'm saying to myself, man, he looks good. He wins, gets his pro card that day.
Wow.
So, Tom, I am on cloud nine, inspired, like, oh, I got to do this. Life is too short to just sit here and want to do this and not do it. I don't know what happened around the corner, so might as well go ahead and give it my all.
Why was that so appealing
for
you?
Being a vegan, go ahead.
Why was that so appealing for you?
Because it was something I had wanted to do, Tom, and I never did it.
You've always wanted to be a bodybuilder, or you've always wanted to compete?
Yeah,
So you've never even competed at all in any contest up to this point, 2008.
Say that one more time.
So you have never competed in any physique contest, no bodybuilding contest, nothing like that up until this point?
Nothing. And he had competed now. I find this interesting a lot. He had competed since 2004. So he had been competing, and that was the first time he won his pro card, 4 years later. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know that it took him that long. But he finally got it.
Wow, okay.
So I asked him, I see him off stage, and he was just like, you know, you can see his abs so well, and his obliques and everything. It just looked good to me. It looked cool. Like an action figure. And
nice.
So I said, man, I want to do that. So that was September. And now in November 2008, I said to him, I said, man, I want to do a show. Can you help me? Knowing he's a meat eater, so he wouldn't really be able to help me diet-wise. But he did what he could. He asked me what I ate. And he was like, man, how do you stay so lean eating like that? And I wasn't lean like you see me now and you see the pictures, but I was, I guess, pretty okay.
Now, were you working out at this time, or were you a personal trainer?
I still worked out.
Okay, so you were working out.
I love working out.
Okay.
Yes, go ahead.
So it's not like you were starting off. So it's not like on November you're starting. You made this decision, and you're just this fat slob. You're in shape. You're fit. You're used to working out.
Right. I need to get you a picture of me when I was in 2008 in Jamaica, right before I decided to take on this bodybuilding journey.
Get that picture of me. I'll put it up on the blog.
Yeah, definitely. I'm going to get that to you. So, 2008, November, I just started working out. He kind of tells me, as far as eating, you know, to eat every so many hours. he's about this much carbs and blah, blah, blah. So he basically goes off what he has done. Kind of, sort of how, relating it somehow with my vegan diet.
Okay, well, let's see. What was it? What was the advice he was given?
He basically was just telling me, okay, you want to have, let's say, 200 grams of carbs a day, and do every 3 hours, you want to eat about 5-6 meals, drink a gallon of water. And so I had never really known that. I just worked out and didn't drink a lot of water. I drank water, but I didn't drink a gallon of water. And so once I started doing that, I mean, maybe it's the vegan diet. Within weeks, I was seeing changes to the point I was like, wow, I didn't know my body could look like that.
And what were the changes
you were seeing? I was seeing cuts in my shoulders, striations in my shoulders. My abs were coming out, no problem. My chest started to change because I guess I didn't know how to work out. I thought I worked out intense. But when I worked out with him to a bodybuilding, pro bodybuilder type style of working out, oh, I found out what intense was, where you're doing 20 reps for 4 sets in the same week. So 4 sets, you're doing 20 reps, and it's let's say it's 90-pound dumbbells. So you're having to keep up 20 reps for each set. And it was like, what? But then I just started just loving it. And by April, I would go to him and just, he would show me poses because I didn't know how to pose. He would teach me how to pose. And I found out that posing is a workout in itself. I mean, we did it for about 30 minutes to an hour. Front double biceps, front lat spread, side quarter turn to the right, side triceps, side chest, quarter turn to the right, rear lat spread, rear double biceps, quarter turn to the right, side chest, side triceps, side tricep, quarter turn to the right, most muscular, ab abdominal. And we would do that so much, I was sweating and shaking. Hmm. I didn't realize it took that much to hold all that muscle to show those judges. It really helped me understand, like, man, this guy's putting work on that stage. And doing that, by April 2009, I did my first show. You know, of course, I was a nervous wreck up there, and they were like, Tori, keep your head up. Keep your head up.
What was the show?
Chest up. Go ahead.
What was the show?
It was the SMBF show in, I think it was Decatur. It was in Georgia. It was North Georgia. I'm not sure exactly where it was. But okay. It was at a small arena. I invited a lot of people from work, and I invited people, friends of mine that went to college with me that lived in the area. They all came out, and some of them came out from Atlanta, and they were just like, wow, Tori, that's you? Because they knew I worked out, but they never seen me that defined. And the end of that show, you know, when you're done with prejudging, people come and tell you what they think. Man, I think you didn't do well. You're at least up in there, the top one, two, or whatever. And of course, I'm not sure. I was just happy to be doing something finally that I've always wanted to do. I was just there to have fun, Tom, and to enjoy this experience, and just to see what could happen. Little did I know, at the end of the night, I did my routine. I was so happy to go up there with my music and have fun. And I placed third.
Wow. Top three first contest.
I was so excited.
Wow.
It was about 8 to 10 guys on that stage. And so to place third out of 8 to 10 guys, it was an open class. I didn't know. When you're a first, you want to do novice because everybody else is novice. It's new. But my friend saw my physique and he saw what I've done. He was like, you need to do open. He said, unless you want to go up there and play with little fishes in a pond, you need to get into the big boys because he said, the way you look right now, you can do well. You know, I didn't know that. He just knew that from looking at me. And so, placed third. Only thing that did for me, Tom, is inspired me to say, I need to come back and see how much better I can do. So I kept training, trained better, got better, I talked to the judges after that show, and they said, the one judge told me, one of the judges said, well, if you stayed on your legs, he said, when you stayed on, if you stayed on your wheels, he said, the guy next to you was staying on his wheels. When I looked from him to you, you were off. And that made me understand that it's cardio up there, holding the muscles. Because when they tell you relax pose, you're keeping everything forward that's facing the judge tight so that they can see how well conditioned you are right now. They're watching everybody. And then, man.
Wait, you're saying when they say relax, when you're saying when the judges say relax, you don't really relax?
No. I don't know why they call it relax, Tom.
So what that means is what all they're saying is stop moving?
All they're saying is stop moving, right. You're not doing any type of
But you're still
pose.
Flexing. And so you're sitting there standing with your arms to your sides, right? But not like you're pumping your bicep or anything, but you're still contracting all your muscles as hard as you can.
So, yeah, you're basically, you know, like how when you see those guys when they flare their lats and their arms are hanging wide.
Yeah.
You're basically doing that, and then you're squeezing your thighs because your abs pretty much, and you keep your abs as tight as you can. And your chest is heaving and moving up and down very fast because you're like, oh, come on, guys, and this whole time they're watching all of us, and judges are making notes, and then they may say numbers 15 and number 12. Can you swap places and do it again? And man, I was losing hearing up there, Tom. I think my whole body was going under such stress that my nervous system was like, "What is going on?
Wow,
what are we doing?"
Wow.
Once we got off that, it was the best feeling. Whew, I had me some vegan cookies.
Why do they ask you to switch places? I've watched bodybuilding shows before.
Sometimes there's a gentleman. There's the guy that the judge may, let's say the judge on the far right side maybe hasn't got a good look at you, so they'll ask you to move so that you can come down and she or he can take a better look at you versus who they think is number one, or maybe you're number one and they want to make sure I bring you down next to this guy who's a close second. So they move you around to kind of get a better view for each judge on the panel.
Wow.
They always say this, but this is not – they always say the guy in the middle doesn't necessarily mean he's the winner. But 80% of the time, Tom, the guy that moves to the middle that never moves is the winner.
So let's back up a little bit. I want to know about the training and the nutrition program that you're on that got you this third place win. Were you able to gain mass during that period from November to when you competed?
I was weighing at around 176.
176 when you first started, okay.
Right. So by showtime, I was about 162.
162. And how tall are you?
I'm 5'7".
5'7". Man, that's amazing. You're 100. Okay, so you got down to 162 at 5'7". First of all, I thought you were taller than that. And number two, my God, you know, looking at you, just how much muscle you have on you, I would have thought you had like 198 pounds of muscle on your frame. That's amazing, man. When you get cut up and lean, so you know, your body transformed by about 14 pounds. So it looks like it sounds like you dropped 14 pounds of pure body fat.
And, well, I'm not even sure if it was body fat, more so water.
And water.
Maybe I've been an accumulation of both, because once I started to drink a lot more water, my water started dropping. I started to urinate like crazy. And so that started to change my body immediately.
So that's one thing that we definitely preach. So that's what you did. You got you drank a gallon of water a day.
Yes.
All right. Excellent. All right. What else? You mentioned like 200 grams of carbohydrates.
And my carbohydrates, basically, because I love brown rice. Brown rice, and I was doing sweet potatoes. Those are my main staples. And at the time, being vegan, I was a simplistic vegan. I didn't really quite understand varying your sources of nutrition. And that's what I've been doing now. But at that time, it was really just Ezekiel bread, sweet potatoes, brown rice. Basically, that was it for carbs for me. My protein source came from, I did a lot of tofu at the time. Tofu and seitan. Seitan, which is wheat gluten. That's what I pretty much used. And I used, because I didn't supplement, I didn't take any protein powders.
Oh, wow.
And I didn't even take glutamine or nothing like that, or even aminos.
Wow.
It was really just strictly just eating, because I didn't know about that stuff. And so I didn't know how to take it. And being that I'm vegan, I was really kind of concerned on, okay, making sure that something is vegan if I'm going to take it. And so since I didn't know, I just kept doing it that way. And so, at first I was doing Zika bread with tofurkey slices. And he was like, what is that? He said, that sounds more like deli meat, and that's not clean. That's what he was saying. But I was doing that for a while. I started to incorporate that into my meal plan. And I had fresh tomatoes on it, lettuce, romaine lettuce, and I was just using, and now a little veganaise. And I asked him, I said, could I use hot sauce? And he's like, no.
No hot sauce.
So I did, no hot sauce, man. I love hot sauce.
How come no hot sauce?
See, that's the thing.
Would that make you retain water or something?
Once you start to learn, once you start to learn and figure out, those things, you can start to incorporate things that people didn't think you could because you learn your body. Now I use the hot sauce. I use hot sauce all the time.
So at the time,
but that learned more about my body.
So at the time, that was against the rules because that was the only way he knew how to do it.
Yes.
Okay, so let me see if I got this right. Your carbs consisted of brown rice, sweet potatoes, Ezekiel bread. And am I right? Do I remember correctly? You were doing exactly 200 grams of carbs a day?
Yeah, I was kind of measuring it, but I really didn't measure. And there would be sometimes I probably have more than that because, to be honest with you, I tend to be a person that I can do carbs a lot all the time, and it doesn't have the effect on me that most bodybuilders say it does.
Hmm. Interesting. All right. So the brown rice, the sweet potatoes, and the Zico bread was the staple. And your sweet potato, how did you prepare it? Just bake it?
Yeah, bake it. I ate the entire skin. I ate everything. I know I see a lot of people that eat inside. I just buy the organic sweet potatoes and eat the whole thing.
Great.
So I know most of the nutrition comes from the skin.
And then the tofu? Tell me about the tofu. How much how much tofu, or were you even counting your protein at the time?
No. I didn't count basically nothing. I kind of guesstimated.
Okay, and I'm going to wrap up this segment right there. I don't like to let these segments of the interviews go for more than 30 minutes. Especially if you're listening to the podcast on your phone, like I like to listen to mine on my iPhone, there's a lot of really, really detailed information in a lot of these podcasts, especially the interviews that I do with our guests. And it's very difficult, I find, using the interface to thumb to the section of the interview that has some of the information I want. I find that 30 minutes is pretty much the greatest length of time that I like to go before it just gets too impossible to skip to certain segments of an interview. So that's if you're ever wondering, that's why I break up these interviews into smaller chunks, 20 to 30 minutes long. So I hope you enjoyed the interview so far. Tori is just an amazing guy. In the next podcast, which is going to be segment two of my interview series with him, you're going to learn Tori's vegan meal-by-meal plan. We're going to go meal-by-meal, learning exactly what he eats that helped him lose weight, cut extra water, and bring out his massive muscles, and as well as bring out his amazing six-pack abs. You're also going to learn his cardio training regimen. Also, we're going to go over in detail Tori's chest and triceps weight training routine. So don't miss that. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Don't forget to download your free copy of the Vegan Muscle Building ebook at veganmusclebook.com. So thanks again for tuning in. I am your host, Thomas Tadlock from veganbodyrevolution.com and the Vegan Body Revolution Show. And I will catch you on the next podcast.